Please be seated. This is one of those gospels that really shows Jesus' genius, among other things. But it starts out, the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians. Well, they were always, this is not the first time I know all of us know that, they always try to challenge him or trick him or confront him. And so they start off, which is, you know, a typical way to trick somebody, with a lot of praise. You know, make them be disarmed or make them feel relaxed or, oh, you know, I'm terrific type of attitude, which never worked on Jesus. And so they said to him, Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with the truth, and you show no deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Well, here it comes. They say, so tell us, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Basically, and we probably all know this, but it's still such a great gospel, they were trying to either prove and show out in public that Jesus was disloyal to the Jewish tradition or to the Jewish people, or he was a subversive to the emperor or to the Roman Empire. But did Jesus fall for that? Not at all. He said, why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? That's definitely harsh, but they deserved it. And it was accurate, it was true. So he says, all right, just show me a coin. Give me a coin for the tax. And so they brought him one. They brought him a denarius. And he said, whose head is on this? And they all answered, the emperor's. Jesus never chooses to serve anyone before God Almighty. And so he answered with not only truth and strength, but also pure love. He says, give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. If you think about that, really, what doesn't belong to God? But he had them. And so, they were absolutely amazed. They kind of gave up, totally gave up. But for us, not just because this is like a stewardship season type of time of the year, but any day, any time of the year, it's a time for us to realize whatever we give back to God actually was God's to begin with. Everything that we have, materialistically, but also in and of ourselves, our hearts, our minds, our souls, the very breath we breathe, our whole life, all that we have belongs to God. And later on, during communion time, when I was listening to the choir rehearse their communion song, I thought, this is so moving. The name of the hymn is Come to the Table. Come to the Lord. So we can do that literally today. And while listening to the music, think to ourselves, when we do come to the table or have God's Holy Communion brought out into the congregation to the people that need it, we can think to ourselves, what am I going to offer him today? Maybe we didn't offer him perfection yesterday, but what am I going to offer him today? What am I going to offer my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tomorrow? tomorrow. We can offer him all that we have, and we can offer him all of who we are, because all we want to do is please God and honor him. And in the offertory of him, here's the best line, or well, it's all great, but here's the best line. Your mercy never fails us. That's the kind of God we have. Your mercy never fails us or leaves your work undone. With your right hand to help us, and God calls each and every one of us, every single person in this church, your right hand to help us, the victory shall be won. And what is the victory that we're looking for? What is the goal that we're looking for? That all of creation shall adore our Lord and Savior, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this building, all the work that's been done, all the love that's shared, everything that we give to one another, and we really try hard to offer to you back in love. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit to give us the strength to serve you and to serve one another for one purpose only, that our love for you grows and that everyone's love for you grows and that you are adored in the entire creation that you have created and given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.